Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to your weekly edition of the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. I want to start, as I do quite regularly, by saying thank you. I must say that the last week has probably been the busiest week in terms of people contacting me about the podcast. Starting to just share stories about which episodes have impacted them in a particular way. That makes me so happy. You know, sharing the podcast and getting more personal trainers involved and letting more people have a fulfilled career is so rewarding for me. And so if the Mastery Podcast has impacted you in any way, continue to let me know. You know, there are quite a lot of you that will literally message me with each episode and just let me know what areas of your business it's impacted, or you personally. Because as you know, there's mindset, there's methodology, there's marketing, there's business, there's the key aspects for me of mastering your craft are so important to share. And today's episode is no different. Today's episode, episode number 75, is called Turning Information into Impact. Now, many of you will be familiar with the word action. It's used a lot on social media. You don't get anything without action. And interestingly, someone said this to me the other day. Mark, I understand I've got to speak to people in the gym, but people just keep saying the word value. And I thought to myself, action, value, they're words. But the problem is with it, if you aren't putting things into action, if you don't understand enough about value, you actually can't put anything into place to get impact. So it makes a difference to your business, to the people you're talking to, your potential customers. And so I continually look at what I do and have done over the years and think, you know, how do I get you to have more impact? Because information, guys, is useless. And the reason it's useless is because, you know, I'll give you an example. A trainer will contact me and quite educated and just ask a question. And the question has no relevance to their business. It's just a question. You know, simply about one exercise, and then I noticed that that information that they've just taken away from me, or a question about something to do with business, and then I look at social media and I, you know, might come into contact with them further down the line, and I go, you've done nothing with that. And so the point here is there's a lot of questions being asked, and I will always answer them, but I have got a five step system that I want to share with you today. I want to give you a format that you can use to turn the information that you're gaining into impact, so it makes a difference to the people you're coaching, it makes a difference to your business. Because as you know, for me, M10 education, everything that I do, the education program, my personal mentoring that I do, the mastermind programs that I run, it's all about systems and taking what we know and turning it into something that makes a difference. As I always say, it's not about information, it's about action. It's about application. And that's all I'm all about. You know, there are people that can go on seminars and workshops, you know, and take the information. And I think, you know, if you were given more of a framework and understood where that fits into your business, would it make a difference? And the answer is yes. And that's the thing that I'm all about. So let me get started. Okay. I'm going to share with you ASBIT. When you get to the end of this podcast, I want you to have written on a piece of paper, ASBIT, A-S-B-I-T, down the page. And as we get to each one, I want you to write next to A, what I'm about to tell you. I want you to write next to S, what I'm going to tell you. And we're going to get down to T. And I want to just give you this framework. So let me start. Remember, as we're going through this, guys, it's about turning what you know into impact. That's the most important thing to take away from today's podcast. So, step number one is awareness. What do I mean by awareness? Well, awareness is first and foremost, before you take on any information, what area of your business, your life, yourself, do you want to change? And awareness means you've got to be analytical. You've got to stop and say, okay, well, within my coaching business, what do I actually need to know more about? What areas are not working? Many of you are not very good about being critical. I had a call with somebody yesterday and I went through their business very, very critically. Something that my mentors and one of my most incredible supports, my father, would always be worst case scenario. He'd always say, come on, look at this, not just through perfect eyes, look at it through critical eyes. And I was able, and still am to this day, to look at something and say, well, what needs to be changed? This podcast, what needs to be changed? And I've analyzed and I listen to all the questions you have to me and I go, well, do you know what? You're not being aware. And so the thing is, you look at this information, for example, you look at a course and go, oh, that's great. I'm going to go and do that course. But when I go around the room on the course and go, what do you want to take out of today and how is it going to impact your business? I get back answers like, I just want to get better. And I'm like, oh, so you booked a course without even thinking how it's going to create a difference to your brand or your business. Excuse me, you've been on a personal development. You're looking at growing. You're looking at reading a book. First step is, what do you need to know more about? You know, I really nail this down, especially with the guys that I see face to face on our mentorship program or the mastermind, is I start the process off with, what do you want to get out of this? That first stage awareness is, what do you need? And if you can nail that, you are able to start pinpointing the areas that need to grow and develop. Okay, so step number one is awareness. And how you get awareness is you look at what's not moving forward. So let's look, just look at yourself. If you're low in self-confidence, if you've got frustration or anxieties or doubts, that's something that you need to be aware that needs to change. So if you're going to look for information, it's got to be related to those things. If you, within your personal training business, know that you don't have enough information in exercise, and when you're training people, exercises just don't look right. You're trying to teach the 45 degree hip extension. You're trying to teach the squat. It just doesn't work. And every time you try and explain it to your client, or every time you look back at the exercise, you think, if I just knew more about this exercise, I think I'd be able to improve my clients. And if I can improve my clients, they get better results. That awareness is, I need to learn the mechanics of the squat. If I'm training somebody and I can't get the best out of them in the gym, I don't necessarily need to go away and learn specifically about one exercise. I may need to actually learn more about applications. So to be honest with you, you're not going to learn that from a book. You've got to learn it from actually being coached or actually have a coach take you through the training session to see how you get the best out of people. And then from a business perspective, if you're not actually getting leads to your business, if your marketing isn't working, you need to sit down and say, well, I clearly need to know more about marketing. That's the most important thing I need to know about my business. But if I nail it down, is it email marketing? Is it social media? Do I need to specifically know more about Instagram? Or do I need to know more about money? You know, am I bad at managing money? Actually, do I want more money? What is going to make a difference to me making more money? So this awareness umbrella is massive. What it actually means is you've got to sit down with yourself. That's why I talk about business meetings so frequently. Monday morning business meetings with yourself. What questions came up last week that really would have impacted my business differently if I had more knowledge? And then you write this list down of awareness, things you want to accomplish. That's step one. Things that you know you need to accomplish that's going to move your business forward if you knew more. Now, the second step, number two, awareness being number one, S is study. It's for knowledge. But you then need to go and do your research as to where, what knowledge is important, what resources is important. And don't just run straight for a book. Find a course. And the problem with a lot of trainers, and you might think, hold on a minute, why are you going to, you know, talk to us about being specific with your study? Why don't you just guide us towards your own education? Because my stuff might not always be right for you. You know, if you need to know something specifically more detailed nutrition, I'm not a nutritionist. I don't teach nutrition. You know, we teach you how to apply your coaching craft, be analytical with your coaching and your clients, being able to create setups of programs, but I'm not a nutritionist. I'll teach you how to become a fantastic coach. I'll teach you all the mechanics, the biomechanics, the program writing, how to be analytical and know what changes to make for your clients, how to set your clients up, how to actually create a diet for your clients. But then when it comes to actually depth of nutrition, that's not an area that I go into specific details for, and I understand that. You know, of course I'll write a diet for anybody. I can write a diet for anybody. You know, but when you're starting to look into, you know, the depths of, you know, meal plans and looking at recipes and food combinations, you know, there are a lot of people that do it a lot better than me. But then when it comes to business, I know I can turn any business around. I know I can grow any business. When it turns to making somebody a better coach on the gym floor, you bet you I can actually turn you into an incredible coach. So the point about your study is you've got to be able to know the source. If it's nutrition, where are you going? If it's psychology, where are you going? Have you got to learn face to face? Have you actually got to learn something from a book? Have you got to travel? You know, you've got to commit yourself to the education component of finding out from that awareness what you need to get. And the good thing about this is that when you then do go on a course, you've had awareness as to what you need to know. You've then gone and studied that information. And already you're at an advantage because you're not just turning up at a course because you're excited about what that person's sharing. You know immediately what impact that's going to make on your business if you take that information away. So number three is going to be bullet point. Bullet. And this is key. A lot of people will have awareness and they'll know what they need to study. And then they go away and study. And guess what happens 6 months down the line? Done nothing with it. Absolutely nothing with it. And the reason being is because it's information overload. I was only talking to somebody yesterday about how you see people on social media, you see what they know, and you're just blown away by it. More than likely you're inspired by it, but you haven't thought how that information is going to impact your business. So you learn it, and of course it's got no place in your business at this time. And so what happens? It just gets buried. And therefore that information is not going to create any level of impact because it's just information. And so what I did whenever I went away on a course was I'd review my notes. I would review everything I'm reading. I've got books around me in my office right now, which have got highlighter marks all the way through them. But as I go through them, I write key words down or key sentences down as bullet point numbers. So if I go through a book, I might have 20 or 30, even more bullet points of key things, key take homes. And then what I do with those bullet points is I go back to awareness and go, wow, that bullet point's going to go there. That bullet point's going to be there. And then I can whittle down that list to maybe 6 or 7 key things that actually have consolidated from 30 into 6 and put them into my business, which is where number 4 comes in. Introduce. Introduce that knowledge into your business. Don't just look at a bullet point list. Don't become aware, get the knowledge, create a fantastic list, and then park it as you would do with a normal notebook. Most people come off a seminar, they've got pads and pads and pads of information, and they've done absolutely nothing with it. So the introduction stage is where you've got to now look at your business, Look at what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. For example, training your clients. You've become aware that you do not have enough information. You've become aware that with a particular part of your business, there is something with your coaching that you want to improve. And that might be execution of chest development. So you go away and study chest development. You then bullet point all the key things that you've taken away from chest development, and then you introduce that into your coaching methodology. So it may be that you've always coached people with chest development to just go straight into a bench press. And then because you've realized that the bench press just isn't the key to developing a chest, it's being stable from the bench, it's having a lot more scapular stability, and it's about being able to execute the contraction of the chest from an extremity range all the way through to as fully contracted as you can in a bench press position. So the way that you used to teach bench would just go to the bench. Now, part of your coaching system is that you take somebody to a retraction into a seated row position, get somebody to retract, contract the lower traps, work on thoracic extension, and then you take them to the bench after that, and it's already you've got a stability, more activated mid-trap, lower back, lower traps. And then you can teach somebody how to execute, but you don't just bench press, you go through some execution drills first. That is fantastic. Because now you've taken the way you used to coach into a new way of doing it, which means you've taken the information, you've bullet pointed it, you've taken the key things from it and introduced it so that your coaching system's now different. Let's go to business. You know, I'll be absolutely honest, when it comes to marketing, most people are very, very poor. You're putting posts out on social media that have actually got no relevance to the audience. Remember, there's billions of people on social media. You're putting a post out there expecting the world to see it, and it's not even clear who it's going to. So you go, look, I need to make my posts more impactful. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and research how to actually make more impact with my content. And I'm going to study it, and I'm going to learn that particular field, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to go, right, now when I create a post, what I was advised to do was create it with a graphic, with some text, but actually make a clear point of who it's going to. So when you then come to write do your next post, you've now added the information, the bullet points, and introduced it into your business, so now it becomes a habit and a system. And the interesting thing here is, when was the last time you studied? Go back the last 3 or 4 courses you've done, the 3 or 4 books that you've read. Is your business the same? Now, I'll be honest with you. I'll just give you some examples just around me right now. There's things that I've learned and introduced that make things better. There's books that I've read. There's computers. There's microphones. There's all the different stuff that I've put in place to improve because I've learned and I've studied. There's ways that I deliver my masterminds that are very, very different. There's ways that we deliver, you know, last three days, I've been redoing a lot of the content for our practical weekend that's this coming weekend because I'm being analytical on how I want it to improve. And then I've gone out in search of different information and presenting it to get more impact with the coaches that I see this weekend. So what I'm saying to you is that your business should always be evolving. You should always be evolving. So what you're learning, if I look at you, people message me and they say, you know, I've taken a lot of your information. My business is so different. And I go, okay, if your business is so different, let's have a look. Are your results any different? Are you presenting better results? You know, are you presenting yourself more professionally? If I saw you coach, are you a better coach? Are you still a confused coach? And this is the big thing about these 5 steps that I want you to do. If it's not making an impact, you're not putting it in place. And if you're not putting it in place, you might not understand it. Point number five is going to be track. Track, review. Track, review. Test, track, review. If you've taken new knowledge, if you've introduced it into your business, has it been effective? You know, there's so many things that I've put in place and delivered them or worked with my clients on a particular area. Go, you know what? I've read that, but it didn't work. And the important thing here is to not be a sheep. I teach this on all of my seminars. Take my information, learn from me, but apply it and make sure it's relevant to your business. Because over the last 16 years, everything that I've studied, I've impacted into my business, my business, which is in line with my values, my mission, my goals, my personal standards, but yours are very different. You know, I received yesterday a really, really great document from one of the guys that I personally mentor, and it was all about his personal values. One of the things I do when I work with somebody is I ask them to provide me with their personal promises. I will promise to do this for my clients. I will promise to do this for myself, for my family, for my children. Because when you make personal commitments to yourself, you hold yourself accountable. And so one of the most important things about this is if you've made personal promises and if you've made standards and you put things in place, you should be able to track and see, am I keeping up with those promises? Am I actually getting something that I wanted from the differences that I've changed or the implementation? And this is the thing about standards. You know, I talk to trainers all the time about standards. If you've introduced new standards because you know that standards are the thing that's going to make you better, look at the things in your world that are talked about the most. It's the things that are quality. The problem is if you've allowed your standards to dip, if you've allowed new knowledge to just excrete from your business, a lot of people come off a seminar, guys, or read a book and they implement for about 2 days the information because you're buzzing. But the problem is because you haven't introduced it and tracked it and actually understood the true value of it, you let it go. And so what happens is you revert back to who you were. So this inspired, motivated person that messages me after my seminars and says, oh my God, that's life-changing information. And then 6 months later, you've reverted back to where you were. And the reason being is because you've got a buzz from me, a high from me, but you've done nothing with it. There's no impact. I hope this makes sense. Now, I am a product of habits, systems, standards, repetition. I keep going through my processes over and over again and making them better, refining them, bullet pointing what I need to do, continually being aware of the business and the brand and how I want it to change. And for you to be able to grow your business, for you to be able to achieve anything in your life, your business, personal relationships, whatever it is, you've got to be aware of what needs to change. You've got to be aware of what's not working. You've got to go out and get the information and be relentless in your pursuit to study more. But then whilst you're studying, don't just cast it aside. Don't just write a book and then do a post saying, it's amazing studying, an Insta story of you in a classroom learning on a course, your car driving to a seminar saying, yeah, I'm on the study train again. You know, I'm studying, I'm on the driving to study, I'm in a different country, I'm flying somewhere. That's all inspirational. But you know what people are looking for? Whether it's making an impact, whether it's making a difference. So take that information, put it into bullet points, introduce it into your business. And you've got to introduce it. And at the same time as introducing, remember this, you have to also remove that's not working. So a lot of people, the old systems that weren't particularly working great, you introduce new information and it contradicts all that old stuff. What you've got to do is take out, you want to remove what's not working and then introduce what is. And then you've got to be diligent enough to track, review, test. If it's not working, you don't necessarily need to put the old stuff back in, but you might need to go back to awareness and go, right, there's 5 components of how I am a professional coach and get the best results from my clients. There's 5 ways that I do this. And, you know, one of those areas I've got to go back over and take something out. You know, I've got to reintroduce something new. And you know what's funny? If you don't enjoy doing this, then you're not going to progress, because the best people at what they do are continually being aware of what needs to change and what needs to improve and what needs to get better. And then they get hungry for the information. You know, I get hungry for the information from people that have done what I'm doing or want to do better, or people that are doing better, should I say. And then I implement it in my own way. And there's something that's very interesting here is that people go in search of information from people that aren't aligned to them. You know, I've always studied from people that inspire me as human beings, not just because of what they know, because I think when they deliver what they know, if it's in line with me, it will stick with me and it will resonate with me. I'm not inspired by people that don't share the same values. And therefore, when I went and studied and listened to people that are growing and developing, want to do great in the world in terms of helping people succeed rather than just for their own gain, That's who I align with. And so I urge you, when it comes to awareness and studying, study in line with from people that have got similar values to you, the information and how that's going to impact your business, but don't lose who you are. It's so, so important. So today, turning information into impact, I've given you a 5-step framework. 1, awareness. 2, study. 3, bullet point. 4, introduce. And 5, track. ASBIT. And if you can remember ASBIT, or you can put it on your wall, or you can put it on your phone, or you just send me an Insta story and put Mark Coles' podcast ASBIT, and just get yourself used to saying ASBIT. Awareness, study, bullet, introduce, and track. And if you can repeat that, coming into 2019, you guys should be looking at your education. You know, I'm going to be producing our 2019 education list. You know, we've got the Body Transformation Seminar. We've got the Practical Weekends. We've got the Average Joe Seminar. And then I've got the Personal Training Mentorship, which starts in January. So that's 6 months of being personally mentored by myself and the team. So guys, if you literally want to start 2019, January specifically, having your hand held as a fitness professional by us, by me, following these systems along with me, and coming to M10 once every 2 to 3 months for 2 full days, and having webinars throughout the whole process delivered to you personally, covering all aspects of developing your personal training business, right the way through from fat loss for the female client, fat loss for the male client, working with obese clients, improving muscle tissue, program design, social media, marketing, you name it, how to analyze your clients. And also, we're going to get you in the gym, and you're going to train our clients, you're going to train yourselves, and I'm going to watch you, and I'm going to tell you how I think that you can get better. I'm going to give you the awareness. And this is the thing about a mentorship. If you're not great at awareness, go and find somebody that can give you the awareness tools. So especially on our mentorship, I actually show you what I think you need to do more of, be better within your business. And then we're going to teach you the information, and then we're going to bullet point it and give you a framework that you can put that into your business. And guess what? Every 2.5 months, you come back and we track it, review it ourselves, and we watch you, we train you again, you train each other. You know, and one of the most important things I want you to just understand is, if you aren't very good at finding out your own faults, you need to find a mentor. Don't sit there and think, Mark's talked a lot about awareness, he's talked about studying, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Well, there's no point trying to find it out yourself. Like, honestly, I would read books, I'd go and listen to people, I'd go to seminars, I'd ask the person at the seminar, could I have an hour of your time? I'm trying to grow my business, what do you think I'm doing wrong? How many of you have hired the person teaching the seminar that you've been to for a consult? 1 hour on the phone. How many of you have stayed behind at the end of the seminar and said, could I ask you 3 important questions related to the progression of my business? I urge you, if you don't do that, you're at a disadvantage, because mentors, people that are ahead of you, that's all they need to be, ahead of you, doing more, achieved more, give you the greatest gift and tools to be able to make progress. So if you don't ask people ahead of you, you're left to analyze it yourself. And because you're not where you want to be, the ability for you to be aware of what needs to change is a deficit to what potentially I could see. So be aware by also asking others. So today's podcast, information into impact, go away. Try and become aware yourself. If not, reach out to people. Ask questions. Send me a DM in Instagram and just say, Mark, you know, I want to grow my business. I want to be more, better more. You know, this is the type of trainer that I actually want to be. You know, how do I actually move forward? But I really do hope sincerely that my 5 steps, awareness, study, bullet, introduce, and track, have been of value to you. Please, as always, drop me a message on Instagram, share the podcast, get more people using my ASBIT framework, and let's have more people making an impact in the fitness industry, having a fulfilled, happy, and successful career. Guys, I've got the Practical Weekend this weekend. I then fly to Dubai with my best bud, Phil Graham, to teach our Fitness Business Masterclass. The Fitness Business Masterclass is an incredible framework. I actually teach a great deal of the content across the 6 months. Obviously, I can't teach Phil's content, but I teach mine in my business mastermind. The next one's on December the 7th, and I literally have one space left. If you want to join my business mastermind, take your business, your career, and your life to the next level in 2019, December the 7th, we kick off a six-month journey to delving into everything related to your business and professional development. So if you want to move your career forward, if you want to create a new framework and a new idea, if you actually want to make progress, allow me to mentor you through the whole business framework alongside an incredibly inspiring group of fitness professionals who all want to be more and get more out of their business and their life. Guys, have a fantastic weekend. As always, please share the podcast. I'm so grateful for you tuning in, and I shall speak to you soon.